British MPs have dealt a massive blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit plans as they voted to take control of the Brexit agenda in Parliament early this morning, our time. 21 of his own Conservative MPs voted against him. This clears the way for the opposition to introduce a bill to prevent Britain from leaving the European Union without a deal on October the 31st. Here's a little of how Mr. Johnson has responded.
Parliament is on the brink of wrecking any deal that we might be able to strike. Control of the negotiations to the EU, and that would mean more dither, more delay and more confusion.
Professor Arnand Menon is the director of the UK In a Changing Europe think tank. Thank you so much for your time. This is the first vote Boris Johnson faced as Prime Minister, and he lost it, along with control of the House of Commons. How unprecedented were last night's events?
Well, I mean, there's a limit to how many times we can be unprecedented,
yeah,
I think,
there
I
is.
Mean, in the sense that unprecedented in the sense that so early in your prime ministerial career to lose a vote by so many is probably unprecedented. But what it points to is the fact that structurally, Boris Johnson is in the same position as Theresa May. You have a parliament without a majority in favour of anything, but with a majority against lots of things. And you don't have a majority. His situation is slightly worse than Theresa May's because, of course, he's managed to lose several MPs and to sack several MPs because of yesterday. So the government no longer has a majority. So this is going to be very, very unstable until we get a new parliament.
Why did some Tories not back their leader? And what sort of consequences have they faced for rebelling?
Well, some Tories didn't back their leader. I mean, brutally, because they don't trust him. That is to say, even though Boris Johnson has maintained that he wants to get a deal with the EU, that he thinks he can get a new deal with the EU, they are not convinced that he can, and they're worried that he will take us out of the European Union without a deal, which would have really negative economic and political impacts on the country. And so they chose to act first. Now, in retaliation, what he's done is take the whip away from them, so they are no longer Conservative MPs. But of course, whilst this might strike you as an apt punishment for voting against your Prime Minister, it also, of course, reduces his strength in Parliament.
But doesn't Boris Johnson have the support of the public? His promise was basically to deliver Brexit, deal or no deal, right?
Well, we don't know is a simple answer
hasn't
to that. I mean,
tested.
All we have to go on. Yeah, no, he hasn't been tested because, of course, he was essentially elected by the lead by the membership of the Conservative Party, so under 200,000 voters. And all we have to go on are opinion polls. And opinion polls, quite frankly, in the UK at the moment are a bit of a mess. We've got six parties, there are margins of five, the polls are very, very variable. The only way we'll know is by actually having an election. And what I'd say about that is I think the circumstances under which an election takes place will be crucial. If Boris Johnson is forced to go to the people having asked the European Union for an extension to the Brexit deadline, my suspicion is he'll be very, very vulnerable to Nigel Farage's Brexit Party.
So what's the likely result? Does it look like a snap election now?
God, predicting British politics. I would say we're going to have an election sooner rather than later, yes. I think Boris Johnson was keen to have an election before the European Council meeting, which from memory is the 17th and 18th of October, which means the 14th of October. The problem is he would need to get a bill over the line by the end of play on Monday for that to happen. So I suspect that might not happen. So it looks like it might be November. The Labour Party, for its part, is very, very keen for Boris Johnson to ask for an extension before we have an election, for the reasons I just said. They want him to be vulnerable to Nigel Farage.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insights. We watch, wondering what on earth's going on every day. See you later. Professor Arnand Menon is the director of the UK In a Changing Europe think tank. And yes, we do watch, wondering how will this all end. This is RN Drive.